Growing up with black parents is by far the most humbling experience I think you could have in your lifetime.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts. All right. And on the other side, we got Mr. Red Pill himself, Mr. Matt. Hey, say what's up to the people.
I wouldn't say that at all, man. I don't have no pills, man. Boys lame. I'm kidding. I don't know. But nah, good, man. What's up?
Not much, man. I was looking for your words of wisdom, bro. You've been on a streak, crushing it.
Nah. I feel it's getting a little lame, so I'm gonna leave it for this one, man.
Got you. You see how I feel? Leave it out for a little bit. All right, hey, of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, all right, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. We are available wherever you can find podcasts. So make sure you find us. We are the We're Not Experts podcast with the yellow logo. All right. And once again, we are the only podcast that's not afraid to admit that we don't know it all. We're not the experts. All right. So sometimes you need to listen to experts. Experts are important. But if you want to listen to motherfuckers talk shit, you're in the right place. All right. So I just wanted to ask you, bro, like, how was your week, man? How's everything been going? Everything's been good?
I mean, I haven't done shit, man. I don't do shit. I'm boring. I hate saying that all day, man, because it's just the same thing. And but I'm in a comfort, right? I'm in a comfortable place in life where I don't worry about shit. I don't go nowhere. I chill and I'm happy. All I need is my phone, some internet, and life is great. You know what I mean? Being honest.
I'm about to say, bro, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. For the most part, my life is the same way. As of right now, my wife, she's on a business trip. But before she left, she started watching this Netflix show that's called Hunting Housewives. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've been well on social media, like hear people talking about it,
Got
saying
you.
it's really.
So what have they been saying about it? What have you heard about it?
Everybody's just been saying it's really good. So I mean, I've never seen it, so I can't
Got you.
confirm or deny.
For me, I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't feeling that show at all. All right. So the wife turned it on. And of course, I can only take it from the things that I saw in the show. I think I walked in there when she was like in the middle of like the first episode. I watched up to like episode three or four. Right. But the issue that I have with the show is it's starting to show the decline and where we are as a society, just as a whole, right? And I know this is kind of a crazy thing to kind of put on one simple show, but it just goes to show how we're living and how things are so different today than they used to be. And I'm not saying it like the good old days were, the golden age or anything like that, but there's definitely been a shift, right? I'm gonna go on a little rant for a little bit. So first off, on this show, the first thing that I noticed was, well, there's a these are a bunch of 40-year-old like women like in the middle age, somewhere around there, right? They all go out and they hunt together, and they all types of crazy stuff ensues. So like they sleep with each other, and the main girl on the show, she got a bunch of stuff going on, but she wants to be friends with this other lady, and this lady is having an affair with a kid that's graduating high school, like a 17, 18-year-old. I'm not sure. All I know is that's where I caught it from. And immediately when I saw that, I just thought to myself, if the roles were reversed, we wouldn't be glamorizing this. And the reason I say it was glamorized was because as they were having sex, the sex scene was being shown and it was pretty graphic, right? It was to the point to where, you got this high schooler having sex with this lady, and he's like, doing stuff to her, kissing her in different places. Like her breasts are out, and the other lady's like looking, and they're showing all this on the screen. And I'm just thinking to myself, since when do we glamorize this type of behavior? Right? Like the show, honestly, it made my stomach hurt just looking at it from there. And I know that there's a lot of other themes going on in the show because they're poking fun at conservatives, and that's kind of what Netflix does. But I'm kind of tired of just those types of shows. We shouldn't be glamorizing cheating. We shouldn't be glamorizing relationships with young boys, because if the roles were reversed and we were glamorizing relationships with young girls, it would be a problem. And I don't know. It started making me think about that Shannon Sharpe situation. Because for anybody that don't know, Shannon Sharpe has recently been released from ESPN. And everybody believes that it has something to do with that lawsuit that happened that he settled out of. And, when he was going through whatever he was going through, everybody was penalizing him, talking about how he was messing with this 20-something year old. But yet we're looking at this TV show and we're glamorizing it. And I know it's also being glamorized because on social media, I see them talking about it. But they're talking about the two wives messing around with each other. They're not necessarily talking about that relationship, but still. When we watch these types of shows and we continue to, propagate these different types of this different types of media, it just gives us a bad rep. It gives me a bad taste in my mouth, and it kind of irritates me, right? And that's also why I wanted to kind of why one of the first topics I wanted to open up with is just hoe culture, and just how we kind of feel about it. And just, do you think it's a positive? Do you think it's a positive to move away from the shaming of sexuality, or do you think some of that shame needs to come back a little bit?
To be honest with you again, it's just like I said, man, as the more I get old, the more older I get, the more I don't know shit. Right? So I don't care, right? Because it's every generation go through this where they're like, well, in our culture, I mean, well, in our time, we wouldn't do that. In our time, this is looked down at. And life is consistently changing, and you're outdated at this point, right? You even if you don't want to believe it or not, you're outdated. Right, these young kids are looking at you like, what is wrong with this person? And if that's what they're transitioning to, I get it, like it's a bunch of 40-year-olds, but what I'm trying to say is who's watching and who's consuming it, right? The times have changed. And we just have to be able to accept it, right? I mean, I'm gonna accept it. I don't give a shit. That's y'all do what y'all want. I know it feels fucking weird as fuck to me, but I have to consistently try to tell myself, like, hey, listen, you have to let people do them, right? However they enjoy their life. That's their life. And I just stay out of people's business. If it doesn't relate to me, it's fine. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I got you, but, and I hate to move it toward this point, but I think that's the reason why the election went the way that it went. And I could talk about that just on a whole, like I can get on that soapbox. But unfortunately, it's just people are tired of a certain way of thinking. And I believe that the masses want to move back to what those different types of things mean. I'm gonna just leave that there and just kind of just like breeze past that, because I don't want to get too much into the philosophicals of politics and all this other stuff. But I don't know. I just thought it was just an interesting it was an interesting show, and it disgusted me, honestly.
That's crazy. It makes me want to watch it now because I feel like I'm not giving it a fair shake because I haven't seen it. And it's predominantly females that I saw coming through like the timeline on TikTok and Instagram and so on and so forth, where they're just like, hey, it's a great movie. I love it. They need to do season two, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. So,
Yeah, it's just for me, like I said, I know I'm just out of the loop now. And I realize that now. It's just a lot of this stuff is not for me. And I can acknowledge the fact that it's not for me. That's why I'm not just on like a few, like I'm not gonna get too far on the soapbox. Like I understand some things aren't for me, but I don't know. Just
no, you good. But get business flex to the consumer, right? Who's consuming this information, right? And that's what they're gonna push. Most adults, like people, I mean, probably like your age, mine, right? We're more focused on more important things like going to work and paying your goddamn bills and, looking into the future a little bit more and caring about certain things more. And we're not consuming that information, right? The people are consuming it are young kids that really don't have anything else to do, not younger kids, right? So we have to see it that way, right? Because they're not going to pander to us because they're not making no money off of it.
And I remember back in the day, I didn't really care too much. I think the more that I have kids and the older that I get, and the more that I want to try to steer them in a direction, I think that's the reason why it bothers me now. And yeah, it's unfortunate because I do wish I still had that same childhood, or just that way of thinking, where my brain is okay with just allowing things to just happen the way that they happen. But like I said, the older that I get and the more that I have kids, the more I kind of become a grouchy old man, and I'm starting to realize that.
Hey man, it is what it is. It's time, and time is undefeated, and you're just gonna become your fucking parents to your kid. That's all it is, right? You're trying to tell them something, they see something totally different. Like this dude just old, and he doesn't understand what the hell's going on, and that's what's going on. And like I said, I keep repeating it. I just still remember like listening to rap music, right? My dad was like, "Man, turn that shit off," right? And I was like, "This motherfucker don't know what the fuck he talking about. This shit is hit." And to him, he was just like you right now. Like, yeah, that movie is trash. And they're like, that shit is fucking hit. Right? So, yeah, you become your parents after a while, man.
I'm glad you said that because, in all honesty, now that I'm looking at it, and even though I like rap music, I love rap music, it's at the core of me. They were right. That is kind of what led to the degradation of where we are now. It started there, and then the younger people was like, oh, fuck what them old heads are saying. And it eventually became to where it is now. And it's going to continue to just, the cycle is going to repeat until eventually it moves towards a certain path that certain people want it to move toward, right? Because we don't control shit. We just sit here, we complain about it. But the people that are really in charge, the people that are able to move the needle and understand how these things work, have already done their work and their research. People say it's the CIA. I think it's deeper than the CIA, but yeah, it's all a psyop, bro.
I ain't getting to that conspiracy theory, man. I'm just living life because the more you get into that shit, the more you're gonna stress your fucking self out. My thing, anyways. I'll leave that shit the fuck alone.
Got you. All right, bro. So I done talked enough. I done been on a soapbox for a little while. We can go ahead. We can get into this battle the fuck out of here segment where we watch some videos, we read some content, and we talk about if we believe that the person in that scenario is valid or if they should get the fuck out of here. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna queue up the first video.
Why the fuck did they make me somebody uncle? Some little kid said they was gonna shoot my nephew. So now he deep as hell finna go get their ass. Where they at? Say no more. There's some little white boys fucking with my nephew and these kids right here. So my petty ass finna take their ass over there to press the issue. Hey! Bring your little ass over here! Bro, I'm petty as hell, bro. Go get your motherfucking dad right now! Bro, I'm not gonna chase y'all on my little brother. I'm not gonna chase y'all the last. If I gotta run, I'ma beat y'all at. All right. Ooh, let's play ball. Let's play ball. Your fucking dad. Go get your motherfucking dad right now. Go get your motherfucking dad. You don't got no dad? You better call some motherfucking body. So which one of y'all the last said y'all was gonna shoot my nephew? Huh? I got little orange shirt. Where your parents at? Go get them. I don't give a fuck where they at. Go get your parents. Go get your parents. I'm right here with you. And if you run, I'ma call the police on your little ass. Where y'all other friend just go? Cause why he run off? We're going to his house then. And if y'all run, I got what y'all look like. Let's play. We don't do them shooting threats. We don't do that shit. Oh, he ran over there to his house. Go and get on y'all bikes. You ain't gotta walk that motherfucker. Get on that bike. Nigga, this is not the early 2000s. This is 2025. Y'all best bet is to, bro, ride them bikes a little faster, bro. A little faster.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm stop it right there. Is Unc, is he valid or should he get the fuck out of here?
You need to get the fuck out of here. First of all, he sound like somebody. He sound like somebody's little auntie, right? He doesn't sound, he sound like he been raised around straight women, right? Nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that. Just the things that he was saying. He's like, "Hey, little orange shirt." He's like, "Oh, you with your you know?" I was thrown off. I was just like, "Dude, sound fruity as hell." But that's just me. I don't know. But he needs to get the fuck out of here. You shouldn't be teaching these young kids no goddamn violence, man, because that's all you're doing. Somebody threatening you with a gun. I mean, I get it's the little kids, but what you expect is going to happen? They threaten you with a gun, you're going to take the little kids there any fucking way. I don't know.
No, I'm laughing because it's funny. I was having a conversation with my wife, and we were saying, "Well," and I used to say, "Well, it's just these kids now are different." So now you looking like the you looking like the old man because you said he sound kind of crazy, but yeah, we just live in different times, bro. It's not the same. These ain't the same dudes that we grew up around. It's a little different. But anyway, I say he was valid because I don't know if you've seen how big them kids was. They was talking all that trash. They was pretty big, talking about they gonna shoot these little kids, which don't really make much sense. So it's like, if my kids receive a threat like that, yeah, I want to go see your parents. I want to see what type of house you raised in to see if you really about that. And I mean, if they want to, I don't think I'm like those little kids. I don't think them little kids is gonna fight them big ass kids. But yeah, We at least gonna go see where your parents is and see what they really about.
You live in this trailer? They in trailers. I ain't fucking with no goddamn redneck in a goddamn trailer. And the motherfucker say you're gonna shoot me, I'm believe that. He running out there, you know he ain't got no fucking no protection on him because he ain't got no damn shirt on. So there's no way you hiding your weapon. You know what I mean? He went over there and got lit the fuck up. I'm cool.
So somebody said if somebody threatened your kid, you're not gonna go see what's up.
Nah. Give a shit. Just be like, leave him the fuck alone. I guess I'm that old head. Leave him the fuck alone. All right.
Oh.
And like I said, man, I came a long way in life, right? And at my age, I don't want no problem. I just want peace. Just want peace. Like you fight for a certain amount of time and then you retire. You just retire. You can't just keep fighting. You can't send George Foreman out there to keep fighting. He's gonna get his head knocked off. At some point, you just have to leave the fuck alone, and I'm leaving it the fuck alone.
All right, so let's just say he wasn't going out there. He came out there. He was a presentable young man. He wanted to figure out what the issue was, and he wanted to go talk to the parents. You're not going like, because me personally, I can't sit there. I can't watch my kids be threatened, and I'm not gonna say I would be all upset about it, but I would go to the parents' house like, "Hey, where your parents at? We have a conversation. We try to hash it out. If we're not able to hash it out, then at that point, it is what it is." I mean, yeah, we kind of see it two different ways, but yeah, I gotta at least see if that threat is legit. Because if that kid is going, if he's talking about shooting my kid and they talking about taking my kid from me, I can't let that ride.
First of all, they're little kids, right? So a little kid's gonna say some random ass shit. Like, they're little kids. He probably seen his dad got a gun at the house, just running off his mouth saying some shit. Probably saw a little video running off his mouth saying some. Nobody knows, right? They're little kids. Like if you look at them kids, they're like fucking 6, 7. I'm like, listen, just leave them people alone. I don't want to go around there because that might exacerbate the problem where they think you're coming around here being threatful or being threatening. Regardless of how peaceful you come, people are going to defend their kids. And I'm not trying to go into that environment, but just it's I have to look at it from the flip side. If somebody came to my house was saying my kids said they're going to shoot them, right? The first thing I'm thinking, like, if my kids say they're going to shoot your kid, you're going to come here trying to shoot shit up, probably, right? You're going to come with some shit. So I'm instantly on the defense, right? Instantly. I'm really not trying to hear shit you got to say because you come in here approaching me. I'm really not paying attention to that. I'm just watching for the violence because I'm ready to react. So I'm not going to put myself in that shoe now to go to somebody's house, right? Because, again, I think I think a little bit clearer when it comes to violence, right? Just because some stuff you can just leave the fuck alone. You can just say, all right, man, whatever, and leave it the fuck alone. That's just me. Call me a bitch all you want. I don't care.
Nah, it ain't about being a bitch. It's about self-preservation. But kids shoot kids all the time. I can't take that lightly. I mean, but that's just me. Like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, and that's the sad part, is like, I hate being this guy, right? I hate being the old dude, right? But it's like, I remember growing up when I was in the hood, right? The neighborhood, it was a community. And if two kids was down there fighting, it was like, my mama know your mama. We can have a conversation real quick and we can hash things out. Unfortunately, we don't live in those types of times no more where, you know, people know their neighbor and they can have those conversations. I mean, like I said, I can't really take that lying down. I can't sit there and listen to a kid say they kids said they was gonna shoot my kid, and I don't have an issue with that. But I mean, we can agree to disagree, and we can move on unless you got something else to say.
And you still don't know what your kids said too. You know what I mean? You don't know what the fuck your kids say. I mean, they're angels around you, and everybody like think their kids are angels. But your kids, some of y'all kids be bad as fuck, and y'all defending them because y'all think they're right. And sometimes they're the one that went out there and start the shit. I'm just being totally honest. So listen, you don't really know the back and forth, so just leave it alone. But I'm just saying that this resonated close to home. Remember I told you guys I got my ass whooped on the basketball court? And I used to look at my uncle at the time. And the first thing he was like, I walked in there, man, you know, I got my little black eye, my little shiner, right? And he's like, what happened? I was like, yeah, I was fighting on the basketball court, right? And he was like, first thing he did was run upstairs, grab his little fucking 45. I still remember it like it was yesterday. Cocked that motherfucker. He's like, get in the car. We drove to the basketball court. He's like, where the fuck you at? I seen dude still playing. I was just like, man, it don't even need to go this far. And I was like, yeah, it looked like he gone, right? Because we just drove past the fucking court and went back to the house. I was like, yeah, it looked like he gone, but dude was still out there balling, right? Not gonna, it's no need, man. It's little kids doing little kid shit. I was fighting on the basketball court. I got my ass whipped. Not gonna fucking cost somebody their lives over fucking a fight. It just is what it is.
But what, like, nobody has to lose their life over like a small misunderstanding. And but then again, you can't really gauge how another person is going to take it, because some people are willing to take it to a place that you didn't even think it was even willing to go to. So I understand your stance, but to me, that's not the valid stance. I think young man was valid, and I'm gonna stamp it as valid. You can tell him get the fuck out of here. That's cool.
Fuck out of here. Leave that shit the fuck alone.
Got you. And we'll go ahead. I'm gonna move on to the next one.
Chicago USPS mail carrier caught endangering baby girls delivering mail with them in the back without car seats.
The man that went over there and he opened up the back of that truck, is he valid? Or should he get the fuck out of here?
He needs to get all the way the fuck up out of here. Again, that's just me, right? Is she wrong? Yeah. But he needs to get the fuck up out of here. Them some little girls in that car. You a grown ass fucking man. I don't care what happened, right? I got it. She's fucked up. Kid's not in car seats. I don't know what the fuck you gonna do. And like when she ran up there, she probably was thinking the same thing. I don't know what was going through her head, but you're not gonna be opening the door as a grown ass man with some little girls up in the fucking car. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. He needs to get the fuck out of here. I get he's trying to do the right thing, but sometimes you have to mind your fucking business. You don't know what that girl's going through, right? So she probably don't have nobody to watch a kid, even though it was like a big ass little teenage girl that hopped out of there. Wish she could have stayed at the house and watched these kids because they're allowed to, right? But you don't know what she's going through. And just like she said, she got her dude probably gonna come pick the kids up. He probably fucking was working too. People have to pay their bills, right? And we have to weigh the difference, right? The kid's safety in the car or the kids having a fucking parent that has a job that's supporting them, right? You have to weigh the balance. And sometimes it's just minding your business needs to happen, and he needs to mind his fucking business. So he needs to get the fuck out of here, from my perspective.
Got no, I agree. So he needs to get the fuck out of here. So a lot of times when people they have these things that they like to say, well, you know, she having all these kids and she ain't working, and lady's working, right? She's working, she's trying to provide. She has a good job and she's trying to keep her job and she's trying to do what she's supposed to do. Man, she's a public servant, right? She's a mail person that's going and delivering people's mail, right? I know it looks bad. You know, you got these kids in the back seat. They just sitting in the mail baskets and whatnot, and you know, just rotting down the road. But like you were saying, this grown person going up and walking toward this vehicle, and there's kids in the back. Like, why are you all in this lady's business, first and foremost? She's just trying to deliver her mail and, you know, just do her job. I don't know if her man was coming. He might not have been. He might have been. But either way, that's not my business. Like, let this woman go ahead, do her job so she can go home and get her kids back home where they need to be.
That's what I'm saying. If he had to do, maybe he was walking past. She had the fucking slide door open. She was pulling out a package. He walked past. He saw that shit. Like, oh, hell no. Right? The best bet you probably can do is like, hey, ma'am, can I talk to you for a second? Right? And try to give her some words of wisdom to help her. Right? And if she take it, she take it. If she don't, she don't. Right? Like, maybe you want to put a car seat back there. You know what I mean? Whatever. Right? Maybe you want to leave the kids at home. And maybe she'll explain to you her situation. Right, so I mean, I probably wouldn't even do that myself, right? But you do care about the safety of the kid, but sometimes you don't know what the whole situation is. So just leave that shit alone. Most people are not gonna bring their kids with them to work if they had the opportunity to leave the kid home with somebody that's responsible to watch them, right? You're not just gonna bring your kids to work just 'cause. Like, I'm just gonna do it just 'cause. Nah, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, and she's also in a mail truck, right? They're not going that fast. Like, they're going slow. I know the kids are back there, but I know the reason why he didn't handle it that way is because he know he would have got cussed smooth out, right? You would have been like, yeah, hey, you can't have them kids back there. Hey, mind your motherfucking business. I can already see how that conversation would have went.
I'm not saying that you can't. That's what I'm saying. You can't just be like, yo, you can't be having them kids. But no, it's
Even if you pull her to the side, bro, how you think that conversation about to go? Ain't no pulling her to the side. You just gotta mind your business.
It's a YBW. I'm just making up shit. It's not a young, right? I mean, it's not a YN. It's a young black woman, and you're gonna get your shit cussed the fuck out. I'm just saying, I'm being honest, right? It's just saying it like that is what I'm saying. You can't just be like, yo, you can't be having them kids back there. You're gonna get cussed the fuck out.
It remind me of just having a nosy neighbor like on Friday, like Stanley. It's like Stanley, like looking in, like all up in your business, like mind your business, man.
I'm just saying, like, it's a way to approach it. Like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? You know what I mean? You have to go in there peaceful to some extent. You're probably still gonna get cussed the fuck out, right? You just be like, you just throw it out there. You know what I mean? You gotta be careful nobody sees them kids back there because they might call the police on you, right? Some shit like that. Like, you ain't gonna, you know. I'm just saying, you gotta be careful with the words you choose.
Man, we've been cussed out enough by black women. You already know how that conversation. Mind your motherfucking business then.
I
What?
know. All right, so the same shit, right? Just hear me out real quick. I was going to this little after hour spot, probably like a year and a half ago, right? And this shorty was in front of me. She fucking, it's an oncoming traffic this way, and she is turning. And this car barely fucking missed her, right? Because I'm sure she was drunk. I see the fucking car. Nobody will turn because the car swerved to miss her, right? She pulls in a parking lot. I fucking went over there, pulled right next to her. Didn't know it was a female, but pulled next to her, saw it was a female. You know, I'm gonna shoot my shot. That's what I was trying to do. But I went over there. I was like, yo, you know you almost got yourself in an accident, right? She's like, motherfucker, what you telling me that for? You pay my fucking insurance? And I was like, God damn, right? And it's just exactly what you're saying. You're gonna get cussed the fuck out. And I got cussed the fuck out because she fucking was straight talking shit the entire time. Just like, then she went to her friend, like, you know, this motherfucker right here gonna tell me about almost caused an accident, like he fucking paying my car insurance. And I'm sitting there like, damn. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to cuss the fuck back out, but I was like, man, leave this shit the fuck alone, right? Because I know all it's gonna do is get worse.
It's gonna escalate, and she probably gonna call one of them dudes, and now.
Next thing you know, nigga come running up. And I got a story on that too, but I'm gonna leave it alone. That's a different story. But you know, you got these nigga defenders gonna come running.
I think that's the episode title. Defender. Nah, hey, it's been too many times. I don't try to. When you try to correct certain people, right, and you get cussed smooth out, right, which kind of delves into our next scenario, right?
Give some words of wisdom. Get your ass cussed the fuck out.
Yo, real nonchalant niggas become nonchalant because of their mother. Like, my mom be yelling at me all the time. By the way, I love my mom. I'm not trying to throw no shade, but she be yelling at me all the time. And like, talking back doesn't do nothing. I can prove my point. I could be right. She's still gonna think what she thinks. Like, she's too stubborn. So like, once you learn how to like just like ignore the fact that she's mad, or just let her be. When it comes to other people, that shit, like, you don't even care. Yo, real nonchalant niggas.
All right, so what that young man just said, all right, just kind of going into what we were just talking about. You think he was valid? Or
Man,
you think he need to get the fuck out of here with that take?
I'm going to need to get the fuck out of here. I don't know, man. Society is going to fucking make you nonchalant. It's just, I to me personally, that's what I think. Not your mom, like. Because now I'm trying to see it from a different perspective, but right currently, like, get the fuck out of here. Just listen to what your mom say. If she fucking, you think she's fucking retarded, let it be fucking be. It's old people, and old people, just like they say, is stuck in their ways, and they're not going to change, right? All right, mom, whatever. So I don't know. You need to get the fuck out of here, I think.
No, I think he's 100% valid. And the reason I say that is because it's growing up with my mom. And, you know, mom, I love you. I know you're gonna listen, all right? Because you always do. But you was on some bullshit back in the day. Used to cuss us smooth out. You walk in the house, you feel like you see something that you already in the house cussing. And as a kid, you just learn, you just kind of sit there and you should be like, all right, well. And go ahead, let her get that out the way. And it eventually got to the point to where now I don't even stress out in them situations at all. So it's just funny thinking to myself, in the most stressful situations, I just kind of sit there and I just be like, yeah, whatever. It'll be all right. Just go ahead, let's just let the hard part get out the way. And then we'll continue moving. Just because I grew up with a certain level of trauma in the household.
Like I said, maybe, right? I mean, you're getting that humbling from an early age from the same person, right? Consistently humbling your ass. So yeah, I can see it. I can see it making you that way. But I think that's the way I am. But it wasn't from my parents because we're just talking about. I just thought they were just fucking antiquated in everything that they say, just old fashioned. So I didn't pay them no fucking mind. I don't give a fuck what y'all got to say. Like, shut your old ass up. That's what registered in my head. Every time I get shut down by an older person, especially like my parents, I'm like, shut your old ass up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So that didn't do it for me. It was society in itself.
I'm glad you mentioned the humbling, bro. Because having a black mama is the most humbling experience in the world. Ain't nothing more humbling than you in the grocery store and you think you're doing something, your mama just slap you right in the motherfucking lip. And you just sitting there just looking around seeing somebody look. That's the most humbling shit in the world, bro. Growing up with black parents is by far the most humbling experience I think you could have in your lifetime. Right? Like, especially, I don't know if you ever did this, because and it was funny because I just had to recently check one of my kids for this. But when you a kid and you kind of try to show out in front of your friends, and then your mama come in there and she slap you up real quick, or she like fuck you up real quick, and you just like your friends see it and they kind of laughing at you now. It's the most humbling shit in the world.
See, but I see it both ways because you can be humbled too much, right? To where when something needs to be said, you're not going to say it. right? And that's something I learned later in my life. So I try to balance it with my daughter. Like sometimes she talks shit back to me, and that's the way she feel, and I can't shut her down. So she'd be like, "Daddy, you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. I got to do it this way and whatever, right?" And I have to let her feel that way, because if she feels like she's right, like at some point they have to stand up for themselves, right? Like a lot of times, like I tell her, like, "You can't do that." Be like, "Why not?" Because this is the whatever she give you that example, and you have to let them run with it. And that's gonna make them stand up for themselves more. If you keep shutting our fucking kids down, they're just gonna be like the little YN just now. He don't know how to react, and yourself. I mean, I'm kidding. No, but you don't know how to react in certain situations. That's all I'm saying. We have
I
to
never
teach.
said it was right. All I'm saying is there's nothing more humbling than having a parent like that. Like they'll humble you to the point to where, yeah, like you were saying, you don't necessarily know the certain situations when you're supposed to stand up for yourself and not. I think you're 100% right. But I do think that there's a weird balance, right? I think there's goods and I think there's bad things about that way of raising your kids. And I don't think it's all bad because I do think in a lot of ways you learn when to keep your mouth shut. Like sometimes it's not the time for you to lodge a debate. Sometimes you just have to just shut up and just do exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. And that's kind of what it teaches you. But like you said, that also is bad in certain situations. It's just, there's a give and a take. It's just trying to teach that balance is monumental.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's in like my situation. Like, with like, remember the shit I was talking about at work with my supervisor, me cussing the fuck out. It's because that's you being humbled all the time by somebody in a place of power, and you can't say shit. In this case, I can say something, right? But I just approached it the wrong way. It's different ways to approach certain things, and that's what you're supposed to be teaching your kids, right? Like, you never all the way back down, but you have to pick your fights, right? Just for say, like, remember we just had an episode a couple of days ago with a valet the fuck out of here with my man cussing out the judge. He had no humbling in his life, right? So he doesn't know anything. You don't know how to shut the fuck up sometimes, right? So that's what I'm saying. We have to find a balance somewhere. And it's up to you as a parent to figure that out. And nobody else can tell you anything in how to raise your kid. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, I know for me, sometimes it's just the time. Like, I ask my kids for their opinion sometimes. And any other time, if I don't ask for their opinion, then you keep it to yourself. That's the way that I kind of handle that. Where it's like, I allow them some type of, I allow them autonomy to a certain extent. And then in certain situations, I don't ask for their opinion at all. But that's the way that I kind of do it. That's kind of how I try to, keep the scales balanced.
Yeah, but that's like with me, like that's why I like my peace, because that's the same way. Like with my mom and dad, that's would always like that. Like you consistently get told what to do. So like now me being free, my mouth has no safety, right? So I try to stay to myself because I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel most of the time, right? Like sometimes I can reel it back, but I've been reeling it back so much as a kid, like I can't I don't I can I don't have that restraint anymore. So like if I feel some type of way, I'm just gonna tell you. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to say. We have to have that balance somewhere.
Got you. And we'll go ahead. I'm gonna queue up the next video.
So I'm going to say this since no other parent is saying it. And I'm definitely qualified because I have five children. I have two sets of twins and a teenager. I'm a parent who does not buy school supplies. Yeah, you heard me right. I do not buy school supplies. And let me tell y'all why. For one instance, I buy all these school supplies for my kids. They take some of it to school, and the teachers take all of the supplies and tell the kids don't write their names on it. What? That's supplies that I bought my kids. And no offense, I'm not trying to share with no other kids. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to share, okay? And this was before the economy got bad. I bought it just for my kids, okay? Another bad experience I had with school supplies. My daughter took the school supplies to school. It wasn't the brand that the teacher wanted. So she still took the school supplies from my child, put it up, and said, "No, no, no, no. You're gonna use the brand that I bought." Okay, cool. then you buy school supplies, okay? I won't send nothing. I won't send nothing at all, okay? You don't gotta worry about this parent right here. I won't send nothing. Third instance, I used to homeschool back in maybe 2020, 21, somewhere around there when, you know, COVID was popping, right? Do you know the school district didn't give me anything for my homeschool program? Because that's what they call it, a program, okay? They didn't give me nothing. So since they didn't give me anything for my program, and then when they entered back into your program, I'm not buying nothing. Anything that my kids need to succeed, you provide everything, okay? I'm not providing anything but the body, and I'm barely doing that. You better be glad I'm doing that. And then also, when your child goes to a Title I school, that means the school gets grants, okay? The school gets grants to buy school supplies, computers, books, tablets, all this kind of stuff, right? Field trips, all of that. I don't pay for field trips either. I don't pay for anything. You want them to be there, you're going to provide everything, a full ride scholarship, okay? All right, just like in college. So again, I am one of those parents who...
All right, so I'm going to stop that one there. Hold on, I'm going to kind of add a little bit more context to it.
This is for all the teachers. How about y'all go to some of these back to school events and get some of those free book bags and some of those free pens?
So you mean to...
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's not the right one. Okay. But what that young mother was saying, is she valid? Should she get the fuck out of here?
That dusty bitch. Listen, I'm just watching it. I'm like, bitch, you're fucking irresponsible as fuck. Nah, get that bitch all the way the fuck out of here. You don't want to do nothing for your kid's success in school? Bitch, you said you barely supporting supplying the body? This bitch is fucking delusional. I bet you she thinks she a 10 too. Ugly ass. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. That shit pissed me off just listening to it. Like, it's your fucking kids. And these are the parents that you don't want to go to telling them about their kids so you can talk about you going to go approach them, motherfucker. She going to call her fucking cousin and tell her you done did some other shit because she's so fucking delusional. The next thing you know, you have a shootout. I'm running it back to the beginning, man. We're not going to approach nobody's fucking kids, mom, dad. Nah, leave them fuck. Like, motherfuckers like that is delusional as fuck. That bitch is delusional. I don't know. I'm fucking lost. I was just watching that like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah, so the crazy thing, so I agree with you. She need to get all the way the fuck out of here, right? But one of the biggest things that people don't take into account, well, first off, it's not the teacher's responsibility to make sure that your kid is passing and doing, like, their... So, like, the teacher's job is to get your kid there, like, bare minimum, right? It's not to take your kids above and beyond. You spending a little extra money, getting your kids the school supplies that they need and everything like that is going to set them up better for success. I understand that sometimes teachers, they do this thing where they'll put out this supply list and they'll use the supplies for all the kids, which I understand some parents getting upset about that, but I don't think people realize how much teachers spend out of their own money in order to make sure that the kids are set up for success, right? Because they come out of their pockets just like you're coming out of yours. And I'm gonna be honest, your kids being successful in life is tied to you as a parent. And if you don't take that school shit serious, if you don't take these little requests that these people are making serious, then eventually your kid's gonna grow up to be a bare minimum adult and they're not gonna be shit. Right? And you only hear this type of stuff coming from, you know, people that are a little delusional, like you said before, right? People that live with a certain level of delusion that walk into these different places and they assume that these people are supposed to just give your kid everything. These are the same parents that are complaining to the teacher saying, well, it's your job to teach them. It's not my job to teach them anything, right? It's just that attitude. I have a huge problem with that.
No, but just catch this real quick. She's not sending her kids with nothing. The other kids are bringing shit. Whose shit you think that your kid is using now? The fucking parent that send their kid there with shit. supply your kid, fucking take it, have your kids take their shit too. Because now your kid is fucking leeching off of somebody else while your fucking lazy ass, fucking irresponsible ass don't want to fucking supply shit. Then your kid go to school and can't take notes because if you're not sending them with no fucking supply, this motherfucker ain't even got a book bag. So how the fuck can they take notes? How the fuck can you know what you need to study for the next day or what you need to fucking do for homework? Because you didn't write anything down. You didn't have no fucking paper nor pen. Nothing. You can't write shit. And then you're probably going to wonder why your kid ain't getting a decent education. You're not doing your fucking part, you dumb bitch. Like, that shit pissed me. Like, that bitch is fucking so lost, man.
And the thing is, it's not so bad for people to accept the fact that sometimes it takes a village, right? And I'm not saying that it's right for her to take all your kids' school supplies, but maybe you buy the school supplies, and if you ain't got it like that, you ration them out. And like whenever your kid, like, don't have them take everything to school. Have them like buy whatever's on the school supply list and send them with that if you ain't really got it like that. But there's other people that have it. More than likely, they have it worse than you. And they need a little bit of help. There's people in that classroom that actually need help. And I don't really see anything wrong with, that teacher sharing those supplies around. And like I said, if you ain't got it like that, just ration them out. You shouldn't be online complaining and talking about, I'm not gonna buy no school supplies for my kid. That's ridiculous, dude.
That shit crazy. And I don't know why they think like these schools have so much money, and they don't understand how schools are ran to some extent. It depends on the area that you live in because your taxes that you pay, right? Depends on how much funding that school gets. Your fucking taxes that you pay on your house, and you probably don't even own a house the way you fucking talk, right? So it all depends on you. And if you're schooling, does if you're not paying that much in property tax, the school don't get that much money, right? So then you have to su supplement the school's fucking income, right, by buying and sending your kids with certain things, and that's how it works to some extent. And I don't know everything, right? We're not fucking expert, right? I'm just telling you from research and what they're stating how schools get its funding from your fucking taxes that you pay on your fucking house.
Oh, and I'm gonna go a little bit further because with this current administration, the Department of Education has also been nixed, right? And you don't know how this is gonna play out in the long term. All it's gonna happen, all to me, all it sounds like is people are gonna have to come out of pocket a lot more in order to make sure that their kids get a better education. And if you already have that mindset, your kid is already gonna be far behind. And I'm gonna just kind of leave it at that, unless you got some more that you want to add, bro.
Nah, I mean, I'm done with her, man. Like, that's somebody I would not want to associate with. That motherfucker is just lost. Like, I mean, shit.
All right, so I got one more thing that we can talk about before we head out of here. All right, this Joey Swole situation, right? So for anybody that don't know, then are you familiar with Joey Swole? Have you seen him? All right, so this dude, he's one of those dudes that promotes a healthy gym environment, right? Where, when people are shaming people for walking in front of their cameras in the gym and things of that nature, he's usually the person to call them out on social media. And his videos have gained a lot of traction. He's gained millions of followers on TikTok and things of that nature. And just recently, I guess a good portion of his following must have been African Americans because he just posted a video after Hulk Hogan died of him dressed like Hulk Hogan in the gym working out, and everybody decided to cancel him. But I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play this video a little bit and show the apology that he gave, for that situation.
Listen, I can post Hulk Hogan if I want to. Just because somebody makes a mistake in their life doesn't mean that they haven't done good things. I don't know what he did, and he said something 20 years ago. If you're going to attack me, you better go after the colored athletes and the people that are black and minority that went and posted him as well. Okay, the man was nice to me. He made a mistake. I'm not God. People make mistakes in life. If you got a problem with that, look at yourself. There's not one single person in here that hasn't made a mistake in their life. Listen, I can post Hulk Hogan.
All right, so then he did that. And then he also, so immediately after that, I think he lost a lot of followers and he apologized and said he was going to leave social media. But now he's back and he's now saying, he's not going to allow himself to be canceled. I wanted to ask you, So the biggest thing that people had an issue with was him referring to black people as color, right? And I can understand why people would have such a big issue with that, because it's just one of them things to where it's like, if you refer to us in this way, you don't really deal with us that frequently to where you're using this outdated term. Just for this Joey Swole situation, because I see all the content that he did, he does a lot of good work. And I'm not gonna like apologize for him or anything like that, but I think that we need to allow people to be educated in real time. You can unfollow him, you don't necessarily have to listen to him, but you don't have to call for somebody's cancellation, right? I believe that sometimes people have to learn hard lessons, which he learned. And what are you expecting somebody to do when somebody passes? Are you just expect and they actually had a decent exchange or a decent relationship with the person? Are they supposed to just now act as if they didn't have a relationship with this person? Or I don't know. It's just people make mistakes. I just kind of wanted to see what your take is on the situation, just from the information that you just got.
Yeah, just like you're saying, you explained as well. I don't know, dude, from a can of spray paint, right? I just saw this motherfucker just now and his take on it. And just watching it just for face value, just from that. I mean, he's obviously culturally unaware, right? This just period, just being honest. You can tell that he does not care, right? It's just how he felt, how he feels, right? He don't care about nobody else feeling. He was good to me. And he did a lot of stuff for me in the past, right? So he's just worrying about himself. So I feel like he deserved what he got. I mean, I deserve he should get his cancellation. Yeah, if he wants to state anything about fucking Hulk Hogan, right? You can go into, yeah, what he did wrong, but this is what he did to me, for me personally, for my growth, right? Per se. Bill Cosby died, and I just wanted to give homage to Bill Cosby somehow, right? I get it. This dude was a predator, whatever, right? This is what Bill Cosby did to me to better, right? I'm talking about me again, right? But it's for society in itself. It wasn't personally just for me. He showed us that black people can have a structured family, right? Mom, dad, kids have a decent house, right? And decent occupation because he was a doctor, his wife was a lawyer, right? That did a lot for the black community in itself. It's a lot of uplifting that happened from Bill Cosby in itself. Do I rate him as a good person? No, he fucking great people, allegedly. I don't know, right? But what he did for me, he showed me that there is hope, right? In a hopeless society that I grew up in. He could explain it to some extent that way. It's not just me personally. He did it for a lot of people. I mean, not saying Hulk Hogan. I mean, I grew up loving Hulk Hogan, right? Being honest, until I knew what he stated, then it was just like, oh, this dude is fucking disgusting, right? That's how I'm saying. I grew up loving him too. But go ahead, son. Go ahead.
Nah, bro. Like I understand. It's just you can still acknowledge the people that he hurt, but I wouldn't necessarily say that. I wouldn't sit there and I wouldn't, say that I didn't really like the person or I hated this person, which a lot of people tend to do after these situations happen. Just say I acknowledge. I don't agree with any of that stuff that he did. He did these nice things for me, and I'm just gonna kind of leave it at that. Like, you don't have to go into this long, drawn out soliloquy on why you think this, this, and that, and just say, well, he didn't do anything to me. He did hurt people, right? And you can acknowledge that, but then also still pay homage. And I think Bill Cosby was the perfect example, bro. I think that, because how we've talked about it before. You know how we all feel about Bill Cosby and what the Cosby Show did for the black community. So it was like hearing that news, it was a lot. But yeah, man, I think that's good. Just what you got to say to people, bro?
Saying, man, choose peace, right? You don't have to be a lion your whole damn life, right? Just leave stuff alone. Life is short. Enjoy it, right? Enjoy the roses. Enjoy the journey, right? Because the destination is death. Regardless of what you think life is about, the destination of life is death. So just enjoy the journey before you get to that destination. All right? Live it to the fullest. All right? That's all I got.
Got you. Hey, first and foremost, man, I want to thank you for showing up like you always do. I want to thank everybody that listens to this podcast. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my kids. I want to thank God. I want to thank Pat, right? Because Pat's always on the playback. Of course, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We are wherever podcasts are hosted, okay? Lastly, I want to leave everybody with, hey, chill out on your kids sometimes, right? Or else they're gonna become real nonchalant because of a lot of the trauma that you laying out on them. And it's gonna get to the point to where they're not even gonna want to say anything to the young mail carrier that's transporting her kid the wrong way. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.